long time ago. I don't know. That's just how I feel. I'm just saying how I feel. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mr. Kintel, and then we'll move into camera.
So thank you very much for the presentation. And just, you know, I did ask for this to be done out of camera because every time something's complicated, everybody always acts like they've never heard about this before. They've never seen it before. Never, you know what I mean? This is the fifth presentation you've had on this. Five times. You have one employee, and that's me. I've been working for you as your CEO, and may I remind you, you came to me and asked me to be your CEO 8 years ago. For 8 years, I know some of you are not as far as along on the healing path as maybe you want to be, and I've understood that, the whole cultural part. But I'll tell you one thing. What happened at the MNLA is completely unacceptable. Humiliating me, attacking me, ensuing bullying from online bullies and trolls that nonstop coming after me. I had to take time off work because my family was hurt. I have amazing leaders around the table, and there's four of you that are not right. You're the ones who stand up and speak right now about all of this. I'm telling you right now, you are the ones who are doing the bullying. You harass me. You try to intimidate me. A lot of citizens and elders and local presidents reach out to me. I know what's going on. I know you're continuously out there talking and defaming me. I'm telling you right now, I had enough. I am your employee. I do have rights. I am a citizen and I am human. There's 350 staff behind me and I will not stand quietly. You cannot treat people this way. We serve the citizens of this province. 8 years ago, when you asked me to start this job, you had nothing. I brought in, and I never say I. That is not something we do within this government. We don't allow it. We talk about we because it takes everyone. But I did bring the right people, amazing people into this government that built this government so strong. I had enough. Sherry McLennan, Wendy Gervais, Lisa McCallum, and Kathy Pruden. I'm putting you on notice. I have had enough of what you do to me, what you do to my family, and what you do to me as an employee. I have had enough. And this is the fifth time you've had this presentation, so I hope you were listening. There you go, sir.
Thank you, Richard. Can I